Hey, moms and dads. Before we start the show today, I just want to thank you for supporting the Go Fish Guys by streaming our music and watching our podcast. I also want to give a quick shout out to our podcast sponsor, thehopeline.com. They are America's number one faith-based crisis line for students and young adults, and we appreciate their support of our podcast. To learn more about their incredible ministry, visit gofishkidsmusic.com/hope. Now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Go Fish Podcast for Kids. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go Fish, and I'm feeling kind of snazzy. A little rock and roll and a little razzle dazzle. Put them all together, that's how we make our sound. We like to crank it up so you can all get down.
Hey, everybody, we're the
Go Fish Guys.
And this is an all-new Go Fish Podcast for Kids. Last time, we talked about a part of the Bible known as the Faith Hall of Fame. It's found in Hebrews 11, and if you remember, we learned about Noah, a guy who definitely had a lot of faith. Today, we're going to hear about another hero used by God.
Have you ever had to move to a new house or school? I have, and it can feel pretty scary. Imagine if God told you to leave your home and go to a place you've never been without telling you where it is. That's exactly what happened to Abraham, and he's in the Faith Hall of Fame because he obeyed.
It's a cool story and 100% true. We know this because it's in God's Word, the Bible.
I have a Bible that I read. I know the truth, and I believe. I go to church with my friends. I have a joy that never ends. Now, because of anything I've done, there's a
for the dad joke of the day.
What do you call an alligator wearing a vest?
I don't know.
An investigator.
By the way, I went to an aquarium the other day. I didn't really like it. I don't know. There was just something fishy about it.
And that was the dad joke of the day.
Bible beats, moving hearts and little feet with those Bible beats. Bible beats, moving little hearts and feet with those funky Bible beats, yeah.
Hebrews 11:8 says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." God told Abraham to leave his home and go to a new land. He didn't know where he was going, but he trusted God's plan. Abraham also had faith when God promised to give him a son, even though he was very old. Over and over again, even when things seemed impossible, Abraham believed that God always keeps his promises. And you know what? He was right.
The sun is shining bright.
For hanging out with us on the show today, and a special shout out to my two nieces, Lucy and Adeline. Love
you. What a good uncle you are. Anyway, before we go, I want to leave you with three ways we can all have faith, just like Abraham. One, we can trust God's plan, even when we don't know what's next. Two, we can remember that God always keeps his promises. And three, we can follow where God leads, even when it's hard.
Has God ever asked you to do something scary? Like making a new friend or trying something new? If so, you can pray and ask God for faith like Abraham.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
See you later.
Oh.
For great music for kids that won't drive parents bonkers, look up Go Fish on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Pandora. To learn more, visit GoFishKidsMusic.com.